Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. Thanks for listening to this, our 20th episode. Woohoo! Hope you've enjoyed listening and have benefited somewhat from the podcast. I know I've learned a lot along the way, and I've had some fun doing it too. So your support is always appreciated, so thank you, and don't forget to shill the show. To all your crypto friends and family and whoever you know that might want to listen. Also, guys, Twitter, at CryptoMadeEasy2, you can follow me there. Telegram, CryptoMadeEasy community chat, come and talk about crypto, the weather, I don't mind. Okay, so this episode, I want to talk about the warning signs you can look for that might help you in making the right decisions when investing in a coin or token project. So those red flags that maybe a scam or a Ponzi or just unlikely to succeed in the future. Before we do though, I am not a financial advisor. Any information given on this show is not financial or investment advice. Please do your own research. So the signs for red flags don't mean a project is a scam. It might mean the project has hit some development snags and wants to keep it under wraps, or it could be that the project is trying to, you know, solve something that can't be solved, or it's a scam. Right, some of those signs that not all is well. First one's a lack of engagement from the team or admin. You'll find some projects, when things get noisy in the community, they go silent. This is never a good sign and only fuels the community suspicion. In some cases, it's a lack of experience. And saying nothing means it'll go away is employed, but never a great idea. I'll give you an example of a project that ticked all the boxes as an exit scam, but in fact wasn't. It was just a series of unfortunate events. So I was asked to come on and lend a hand if I could at the time, so I'll talk about that a bit later on. Now, this one I think is extremely important, and that's team experience. Now, yes, blockchain's only young, so inexperience is going to be around, but who are the team? Where have they come from? Where have they worked, etc.? At the end of the day, you can have the best idea on earth, but if you and the team don't know how to run a business, manage people, or market successfully, it's set up to fail 90% of the time. So always gather as much info as you can on the team. Promises of huge return of investment or another big red flag, or percentage paid of interest and so on, that they're nearly always scams. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Whether it's guaranteed token price increases, the daily interest, or unrealistic projection on figures, they're just that, unrealistic. Everyone loves the idea of big money, fast cash. The only one that gets it are the crooks that are doing the scamming. So, it's just not going to happen. Be realistic. Community sentiment, very important to gauge. Jump on places like Medium, Reddit, Telegram, etc. Do some reading, and remember, every community has trolls and FUD. But when it is outweighs the support tenfold, you need to ask yourself why. If it's an established project, look at things like, are they hitting their targets? Is the roadmap on track? Have they followed the white paper? Is there constant delays for no reason? Or has there been a big shift in what the project's about? They're all things to look at. Now, these don't just apply to new projects or ICOs that you're looking at. They're also useful for projects you're already invested in. It's very easy to justify these things happening when you've put money into it. We all like to think we've made the right decision, and we'll always instinctively defend that decision and usually miss the red flags until it's too late. So be aware, even ones you're involved in. So I mentioned that at the beginning about a project that showed all the signs of an exit scam, that were actually a number of unfortunate events, really, to be honest. Now, I'll keep the name of the project anonymous, but I was asked to jump on board by a crypto friend, see if I could assist in admin on Telegram and advise the project on what to do next. Now, that's all I knew. So long story short, excuse me, the project had no team, no ICO funds. Token price had fallen under a penny and the community had turned feral. Joy. I wanted to know why it got to this point before I went any further. I found out, so it turns out the two founders had a 90% complete product, but lack of business skills and marketing saw the token price fall hard in the bear market, and the community and investors were not happy. To try and rectify this, the founders decided to spend every last dollar that they had left in funding on a listing on a major exchange, hoping it would add exposure and shore up the token price. Probably not the best plan, but things get worse. After they'd paid every last cent to Cryptopia a week before it was hacked and then closed, this was a bit much for the founders. They had a pretty large falling out and both up and left without a word. Walked away. Gone. So 99% of the time, that is lights out. But in this case, one of the admin and a community member knew the project was so close to finished and didn't want to, you know, see all the investors and community lose their money, and actually did something. The Cryptopia fees, they're gone. Not getting them back. So the project's broke. The community has already had enough. They're offside. So funding would be tough. The founders handed over the development product, you know, and the new team, and were very helpful in that. So that did help the cause. They then put together a quest for funding out into the crypto community. Within a week, a sole investor injected enough funds, and the project is just about to deliver its finished product. The token price has recovered considerably, and the community are in love again. So even through all the red flags that were flying, this was still, and still is, a legitimate project, but could easily have been passed off as a scam. I think it also goes to show the power that a community can have. If the community did nothing, the project would be dead. I've always said community sentiment is one of the most important aspects of a successful project and should always be treated as one. The staunch supporters are gold, and one day might be needed to save the project, just like the one I've spoken about. So everyone, look for the signs and ask why before you invest. Check out the signs. If those flags are there, find out why before you go and throw your money at it. Now on some other news, stay tuned for something I'm working on that I can hopefully tell you, you know, in the next few episodes. I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to tell all you guys. It's something that could benefit you, the listeners, and something that hasn't been done before, so pretty exciting. But until then, thanks for listening. Till next time, talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.